It's that time of the program where we invite the editor himself in to be with us, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan is with us on here on the radio program. Thank you very much. Mike, you want to bring him up that way? Thank you very much for doing that. Mike Brennan, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Foster. I just came in off my front porch where I was relaxing in the sun, smoking a cigar. Nice day outside.
It's a good day for that. It's a good day. If you're in business in Clinton Township, it looks like it's a good day to buy yourself security cameras, according to one of your headlines.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a first in Michigan, as far as anybody can tell. But the Clinton County Township folks have come up with a requirement that you have to have security cams if you're in a business that, you know, has high crime potential. You know, the liquor stores, they always get hit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hotels, banks, pharmacies, gas stations, you know, all those places the police have to deal with a lot. Now, it turns out about 75% of the businesses already have these cameras, but that still leaves about 25% of the businesses. I don't know how large that number is, but Clinton County is more than 100,000 people, so you're probably talking hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses are going to be able to, or not be able to, but will have to do this by October 1st.
That's fascinating. So they can be forced to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I still think there's going to be a court challenge on this.
I mean, that
seems like you're really pushing the boundaries there where you say to a business, because, I mean, this is not going to be inexpensive.
No.
They're saying the average setup might be around $1,000, but I think that's just a starting point. I think if you're going to have a really good setup, you're talking about maybe $10,000 or so, but who knows?
It'll
be interesting to see. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's a lot cheaper, Mike, than that. But businesses get forced to do a whole lot of things, right?
Well, it's interesting
always forced to do, you know, they're forced to live within OSHA rules. They're forced licensed. They're forced for a lot of things. So this is just another mandate. Unfunded mandate.
Yeah. That's probably the big point. It's the unfunded one. The other thing is we've been talking about privacy. I wonder if anybody's going to raise a stink about it in terms of privacy as well. Somebody's giving up their privacy if you go in the store. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what they've discovered, though, is that a lot of these businesses that already have cameras, that it has deterred crime. And they're in part modeling this after what's going on in Detroit with Project Greenlight, there's been a lot of surveillance cameras installed by the Detroit Police Department. Has had the businesses do that anyway, and it's actually brought the crime rate down.
I would rather shop in a store that has cameras.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because I don't care if they take my picture.
Nope.
I want them to keep out the bad guys. The bad guys don't want to go there because they're going to take the bad guy's picture, too. Go rob somebody that doesn't have one of these cameras. I won't be shopping there, so it doesn't matter.
It's going to be safer in Clinton Township sometime coming soon. Okay, another headline. The Michigan Science Center is a little happier thing, is celebrating their first anniversary of their STEMinista program.
Yeah, I went out there and shot some video as a sort of pro bono thing to support the whole idea of bringing a lot more women into STEM, and that's science, technology, engineering, and math. And Dr. Matthews there, the CEO, Tanya Matthews, has set up a program for middle school girls, 4th through 8th grades, to get them exposed to the idea that, hey, this is really cool to have a STEM career. And, of course, there's a huge shortage of people in that area, and particularly females. I mean, yeah, I've seen numbers all over the board, but in Michigan we have a lot more engineers, so I think our numbers are closer to about 30% of those jobs are filled by females. But typically around the country it's only about 20%.
STEMinista, by the way, stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, the STEM programs, or we're talking about STEAM programs, but in their case, STEM. And the Michigan Science Center this is the first anniversary of their efforts to highlight this kind of thing. Good for them. Connecticut, now this is kind of interesting too. Connecticut is looking for a way of weaponizing drones for police use.
Yeah, that's, but it isn't going to be like rockets and missiles and machine guns. We're talking more like stun guns. But they can come in really handy. They can get into areas where, you know, a person would be at risk in these, a situation where you've got crime going on, rogue shooters tormenting a campus or kidnappings, things like that.
Yeah.
Of course, now we still have all these other rules with the drones, they, you know, line of sight, they can't go more than 400 feet up and things like that. But I think all those are going to be changed here as we move forward because,
yeah.
as I've said before, Amazon really wants to do delivery with drones, and you can't do it with this with the restrictions that we
have. But isn't this an interesting wrinkle that they're weaponizing some of the drones? Some people have thought that that was something that was coming pretty quickly, that they would be weaponizing them because, as you said, they can get into places where they can get at bad guys that you know, maybe the police can't get at as quickly. Now, in Great Britain, I saw, matter of fact, that there are a number of police agencies over in Great Britain that are using drones as a regular part of patrols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't call it T1 or T2. For Terminator.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Went over my head there, as it were. So,
over your head, yes.
There goes the drone over your head. Hey, another interesting point of news here is that AT&T has been selected for a first responder network. It's a broadband build-out for police, firefighters, emergency medical services as well.
Yeah, all the, those are all good things. The network's going to be built out. Now, 5G is coming. A lot of people I talk to think 5G could be here by the end of the year. I'm not sure about that.
Wow.
But certainly when that happens, then you've essentially got broadband on your mobile devices. And so that's really what they're looking at. They're going to be helping in all 50 states, the territories, D.C., all over the place. And the investment, too, for AT&T is going to create about 10,000 jobs. And these first responders are the ones that always go running into the fires mm-hmm. or running into mm-hmm. the situation that are really that the rest of us don't want to be involved in. And it's really important that they have really good communication.
And this is kind of solving the problem, I understand, after 911, that we found that there was not a good communication between different first responders going in, or they were a multitude of different systems that were trying to communicate with one another, and were having a hard time doing that. This is an effort to make that, to smooth that out. Am I right?
Yeah. So essentially, everybody's communicating on the same
yep.
channel, as
yep.
it were, so that the fire department, the police department, Homeland Security, if it's a really bad situation, whoever those first responders are all know what's going on and all communicating with each other. In a broadband such a network where they can, you know, share video, they can do all sorts of things. So,
Mike Brennan, by the way, is our guest here, as he is at this time on our program on a weekly basis. He's the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, tell folks how they would get MI Tech News.
Well, it's simple. You just go to my website, www.mitechnews.com. You can go there. You can also sign up for newsletters that we send out on Wednesday, which features all of our audio and video, including you guys' show. We pick up your podcast as well as a number of others. And then all the new video that we're launching, we're going video big time because we've seen studies that show by 2018, 80% of the social media traffic is going to be video, so we're trying to get ahead of that. And it's really starting to catch on. I was not so sure whether it would, but we're getting a lot of people that want to participate in the video, so we're
Excellent.
Excited about that. And then on Friday, we have the story newsletters, all the top stories of the week, and you can get them both for free.
For free. That was the important point. All you got to do is go to mitechnews.com and put your email address in there, and free for nothing, you get that information sent to you, all those little headlines that we shared. Just kind of a good example of some of the things that are available to you, and there's much more there, audio and video as well. Mike Brennan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Foster. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Take care. Have a great weekend. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.